This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I am totally wound up on this 10th day of July 2014 on this Thursday edition. Obama is in town. There are helicopters, army helicopters, black helicopters, police helicopters, Secret Service all over downtown. I was down there this morning. They were bugging their eyes out at people. Anthony Gucciardi lives downtown and had them bugging their eyes out at him just driving down the street. And I'm getting to the point where if Secret Service says that to me, I'm just going to pull over, get a camera out and say, this isn't North Korea. You work for a total criminal who we wish no harm upon. The whole country's a giant fraud now. The borders are wide open. Big banks shipping the narcotics. Aren't you guys supposed to be looking for hookers and blow? They shut down all of I-35 northbound this morning, and I was watching it on the news. An hour after he'd driven by to some fundraiser from downtown, they still had it shut down. And I was driving to work and saw all the motorcycle cops still blocking the roads. Why not demolish the roads permanently? Why not nuke each city he visits as a sign of respect as he gets off his helicopters and is saluted, a globalist publicly funding ISIS to carry out terror attacks? And he was at Robert Rodriguez, the grand dragon of Mecha La Raza's house last night. Here's Leanne McAdoo's report.
Well, Obama is in the neighborhood this week, and rather than visit the border to witness firsthand the crisis that is largely brought on by his failed policies, he is going to be partying it up with people who have paid anywhere from $10,000 to $35,000 to bask in his presence at one of his Democratic fundraisers. Tonight he is in Austin, Texas, visiting the home of Austin-based filmmaker Robert Rodriguez, whose ultra-violent Machete franchise is very pro-illegal immigration. But instead of portraying illegal immigration in a positive, good-for-the-economy sort of way, Rodriguez's film bolsters support by demonizing a Texas politician who's seeking to tighten border control, and also they portray a Minuteman-style American delighting in shooting a pregnant Mexican woman. So it's hard to tell if it's a pro-amnesty message or a La Raza cattle call.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
And, of course, Jessica Alba is going to be one of the special guests at tonight's fundraiser. Now, Robert Rodriguez has done a lot for the Latino community. He's launched the careers of a lot of Latino actors, and as well as his movie Spy Kids was one of the first theatrical franchises to feature a Latino family playing superheroes. They were the first Latinos featured in a heroic role, and Rodriguez did insist on that. Also, Rodriguez is a member of the National Council of La Raza. He's a president's council donor to La Raza, who, of course, promotes the race over everything else. And Rodriguez is one of the new minority owners of a television network. His El Rey network is geared towards a Hispanic audience, and he admits that his network, he will use it if the president or the White House calls upon him to use the network to reach out to the Latino voters. But, of course, if the way Machete promotes illegal immigration is any indicator of how Robert Rodriguez is going to try and reach the Latino voters, well, I guess we can expect to see more messages promoting racial division rather than bringing us all together. So this is who Obama is spending his evening with tonight. Rather than visiting the border, rather than addressing the crisis and actually acknowledging that this is a huge issue and maybe just showing the American people, hey, I'm not afraid to go and be in these border facilities where there's all these contagious diseases running rampant. I mean, even that, to just go and show that. Now, he's going to go up with people who are paying $35,000 to go party it up at Robert Rodriguez's house, because he's showing you This is the kind of president he is, and this is where he stands on this issue of illegal immigration.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. That's from InfoWars Nightly News last night. Lord Obama is still in town. We'll be covering it. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
In the fields, the bodies burning.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
And over in the Middle East right now, the ISIS New World Order Force
in the fields of
is engaged in massive destruction of Christian churches, minority Muslim mosque, and engaged in mass exterminations. We're now several months into that. 3+ years into 300+ thousand murdered at the hands of Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces in Syria. And Defense Secretary Hagel has come out saying every country in the world is threatened by ISIS. Basically, give up all your rights or they'll kill you any minute. When he literally is overseeing the transference of weapons to them. And they are a Saudi Arabian army. Simply amazing. And that's even in major defense publications. That's not even hidden or debated at an academic or military level. The general public, though, is being told, we're going to take all your rights because of ISIS. when it's publicly run by the criminals that sit upon our government. I'm going to get into Barack Obama and the fact that he's spending 3 days in Austin, three hellish days, I guess staying down at the W Hotel, with Secret Service crawling all over downtown, literally bugging their eyes out hatefully at men, women, and children to let you know you are scum, you are a slave. It's not about keeping the criminal puppet Obama safe. It's all about dominating America. Helicopters, checkpoints, I-35, the most busy highway in the country, the most busy stretch is through Austin. That's on record, according to the National Transportation Bureau. And openly, ladies and gentlemen, I-35 shut down for hours, southbound today. And even after 45 minutes after Obama had left, I was watching the news. I said, I'll drive into the office now. I was up to go down I-35 partway. I'm driving, and he's been gone for 45 minutes to an hour, and there's still the highway shut with more Austin police cars driving around. And the headline is from KVUE, Obama visit costs APD thousands. How about hundreds of thousands? And I mean, I think I want to go find some Secret Service downtown and just go up to them and say, why are you in make-believe land bugging your eyes out at, like, families pushing baby strollers who don't even care that Obama's here? We're here working and living, and then every time the emperor shows up, he could easily fly helicopters to nearby fields like he does in D.C. and places they won't put up with it. And then get in a limo and drive a mile to these fundraisers with all these different Democratic mafia bosses in Austin who've already destroyed California and now moved here. Instead, they just want to shut everything down. It really makes me want to throw up. And I've talked to multiple people that have been downtown who are just blocks and blocks away from where Obama is at, with the Secret Service just rolling around bugging their eyes out of people. And I've had the Secret Service, and I've told this story many times, at Bilderberg 2008. No one knew where Hillary and Obama were in Virginia. They disappeared for over a day. We were there. The armored limousines came in with Hillary and Obama. It later came out they were there years later. And they would actually lift HK MP5s up and point them in our direction as we stood there with video cameras or with bullhorns. Like, ooh, I'm intimidating you because you're out here reporting. As if that scares me. If I want to go buy a dark suit and wear sunglasses, I can do it all day long. And I'd watch Secret Service walk around with their little, you know, their little jackets talking into it like they're imagining they're in movies. I mean, what a joke. You're not Clint Eastwood, okay? And again, I shouldn't even attack the Secret Service. I know a lot of them, and I know some very close to the criminal operation, and they say it's worse than we know. Not just Bongino on the air, it was a senior Secret Service, but a lot of them. But I think it's the mid and low level ones that they have out far off that are just trying to play the part of a movie or something. And you know, I don't like going to really bad third world countries because the police act a little like that. And I've been in England when the prime minister's right down the street and their people don't act like that. I've been there when royalty's running around and they don't act like that. I mean, this is the new royalty. And Edward Bernays, the big psych warfare chief, Sigmund Freud's nephew, who worked for the Department of War, the Department of Defense, the greatest PR propaganda master probably of all time, except for Joseph Goebbels, maybe. Joseph Goebbels was so jealous of him, it came out in the Nazi files. They had an international hit out of $1 million on Edward Bernays. That's how jealous they were of him. But he was just as bad in many respects as the Nazis. And, of course, he wrote three books bragging about how he mind-controlled the public for the globalists. And Bernays got into the fact in the 20s, and he worked right up into the 70s when he was like 90-something years old, that we've got to merge politics with Hollywood that was starting to burgeon at the time and just make it all about how they're the new royalty so it's not about their policies and so the public feel removed from the political elite and feel powerless. And that's what the helicopters and the checkpoints and the TSA and the red carpets and the Air Force One and the Hollywood dinners with Obama is all about is to make you think they're prestigious and, oh, my gosh, like Hollywood people. And then the political class grovels to Hollywood stars, and the Hollywood stars then grovel to the political class. I've seen it. I've seen it myself. And it is so disgusting. In fact, I want to find a clip from myriad old movies. We've all seen old movies that have this, that are based on real things that happened, where the natives are about to kill everybody, but the doctor throws some gunpowder in the fire and it explodes, and they've never seen that before, so they start bowing down. Or to use a Return of the Jedi cheesy analogy, the Ewoks start worshiping C-3PO, thinking he's a golden god. Or to use Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, they hold up the golden idol and they all bow down to it. It's literally like natives that have never seen a firearm, and they're about to kill you, but you go, Hakuga Matanga, and you pull the trigger on the gun and fire it, and they all start groveling in fear. That's what all the big government buildings and the black uniforms and the checkpoints and the black mask and the armored vehicles are. So this is what the system is. And then everybody else doesn't actually produce literature or art or science or trailblazing. Everyone then becomes a wannabe establishment type. So you have all these subsections of fake country club people and fake trendies with their mismatched socks and big beards lecturing you, that it's bad to be a white male even though they're white males, or the feminist movement. And then that's all it is these little empty, scared people who don't have success, who don't have an identity other than what they've gone and basically picked off a store shelf that they've decided is their humanity. And they're the intellectuals. And no one else is an intellectual but them. And they're going to tell you not to use the word bossy. And they're going to tell you not to use the word illegal immigrant and then immigrant. And they're going to tell you what you can and can't do. And they're going to control the language. And you're going to comply with them. And it is all just a giant, giant, off-the-chart joke on every single level. And it's a fraud. But imagine it, like 7:30 this morning, I click on the local traffic news, knowing there'd be traffic jams everywhere, and I-35 is shut down during drive time. And it already takes an hour to get anywhere in the city because they didn't build roads like they should. They wanted to build light rail, and it's all, again, globalist control. And then I decided to drive in at like 10:15. I got ready at home because I had to go down an area of 35 that Obama had just gone on. And again, it was almost an hour after he'd gone by. And they had all of I-35 southbound. Did you just come on air, Buckley? Let's just shut everything down right now. I have a maximum rule 3 years in that when you guys come on there, unless it's to tell me a guest or something's ready, that I want you to say it on air. The listeners, just come on over to the mic, because we're gonna break this habit right now. Go ahead.
A friend of mine has been stuck in traffic for almost 2 hours, and he sent us a video. It's just a real simple, quick video.
Well, I mean, this is an incredible scandal because the photos you found, guys, and I shot some video on my phone this morning as well, are nothing compared to the overhead traffic cam shots they had of just 30 miles of I-35 stopped. And then long after he went, it's like a revelry for the police under orders to just squat on the highway and just to keep it closed as an act of total domination. As you're going bankrupt paying for the gas prices that they've engineered. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Buckley, I have a new code on my phone. If you're having issues getting into it to get those videos. Did you guys hear what I said? Okay, good. Now, I'm going to reset. I'm going to come back after the break, and I'm going to get into all this, but again, it's on purpose, folks. because Americans will put up with anything. I mean, they have bigger ceremonies for the president than they do for the North Korean dictator. This is so un-American, it's a joke. George Washington wouldn't even allow parades for himself because he was an American. Now look what they've done, and this guy is trying to destroy the country, and everyone's saluting him. They should be vomiting when they see him.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't...
We filed a petition yesterday, expanding on the one that our reporter Joe Biggs put up a few days ago. And last time I checked it, it had one signature. The article had almost 1,000 comments, but one signature on the article saying that we want the illegals, the children, to be bused to the White House, into D.C. To be put in the Democratic Party areas and to let the Democratic Party fundraisers, all the big rich billionaires who are tax exempt under Obama, the ones that get all the Obamacare waivers, that they should house them. But even better, how about we go dump all the MS-13 kids and the rest of them, that's now being confirmed, off at the W downtown where the Lord and Savior is staying. And by the way, Austin media is basically covering up the fact that Obama is shut down I-35 for hours. They're admitting there was some, quote, traffic problems, but they're not even admitting that there's still traffic jams ongoing while this happens. Let's go back to the White House petition. There on screen, there it is, that Kurt Nemo and I put up. And you can go to Infowars.com and find the article that's now scrolled off into the news archive. That's the top stories archive. The featured news top stories that roll off will be in the top stories link at the top of Infowars.com. And if you want to believe it, it only has 369 signatures now. This morning it hadn't updated. In the past, it would update in real time, and we famously have had petitions that got 500,000 people signing them. Now we get 369. Do you think they're gaming it? Do bears go potty in the woods? Do fish swim in the sea? Do ducks quack? Does Obama lie? So that's just some of the news on that front. Now listen, I haven't even gotten into the big stack of border news that is exploding and our reporters that are still on the ground in Southern California where the feds are swearing with the sheriff to arrest anybody that dares try to block the precious buses where Homeland Security is human smuggling, violating federal law in front of everyone to dump illegals at military bases across the country and at churches across the country to then be housed in public schools and then to be legalized and then to be given voter ID cards and then to vote like New York State to ban guns. And we now have gun confiscation beginning in New York. I mean, it's real simple. It's a mafia takeover. And Robert Rodriguez has his El Rey Hispanic Ku Klux Klan channel. And he's a big part of Mecha and La Raza, for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And it's openly funded by Obama. I knew about this when it was secret, but decided not even go there because it would reveal sources. But he's now given interviews to Variety, you name it, saying, I will use my Spanish-speaking network to influence politics in America and open the border to unlimited South American, you name it, immigration. And again, this is a reverse colonization, but we're being colonized by failed third world countries with the globalists working with them in tandem. And again, don't use the word bossy. Don't call them aliens. Don't call them illegal because Michelle Obama said so. And my God, it would be so scary to tell her to go to hell. It would be so scary to say no to these known criminals. We've just got to do what they say because they shut down roads when they come to town. They have red carpets. The Marines salute them. They are God. And so they will take your house if you don't pay the fake income tax, and they will give it to an illegal who will just be exploited down the road. So here's the headlines. Gun confiscation begins in New York. Nassau County man, state police just came to my home and took everything. As the governor promised, the SWAT team raids are beginning. Defense Secretary Hagel says ISIS an imminent threat to every stabilized country on the earth. I agree with that statement, and the globalists that run it are the real imminent threat. The globalists that run it, the destabilization program, just like the open borders here. High-level NSA official. The NSA has become J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids, spying on everything. Folks, it's well known. Everything's listened to in lifetime. Everything's tracked. The local police all want to be federalized because then they get led into the Star Chamber computer rooms where they can just spy on everybody, keep files on their ex-wife, their husband. It's just total beyond 1984. Maximum criminal operation. Money laundering, child kidnap running. I mean, the government is 100% pure Satan. Now, the average person mid-level doesn't even know that. And the government has a lot of real functions. But at the top, I mean, it might as well be Elzebub captaining it. Let's continue. Shock report, 70 million people would be starving in the streets without government welfare programs. That's coming up. Washington's arrogance will destroy its empire. That's part of the plan. They want the mega empire to rise. Chinese purchases of U.S. real estate up 72% as the Bank of China facilitates money laundering. They're learning from the New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The late former head of the Star Wars program, nuclear physicist and engineer, Dr. Bob Bowman, was the secret head of the Star Wars program that was later declassified. He said by 1979, when the Star Wars program was already old under another name, public was told about it in the 80s. There was a fleet of over 100 space planes with DU Sabo decapitation weapons to take out governments, even under mountains. And he could only talk about that because it had been accidentally declassified. Well, here it is in The Week newspaper. The Pentagon's plan to put robot Marines in space. And it breaks it down how they're launching robot drones in space. Yeah, they're launching them in 2014. I mean, basically 35 years ago, 36 years ago, there was already a fleet of these in orbit. And you can bet whatever the public's going to be shown is going to be the super old models. like the ones we have on screen. That is a 1970s model on screen. And they're telling you about it in 2014. Oh my gosh, what an incredible declassification. That's how I told you how the NSA controlled everything with their hubs and all the telecommunications buildings, how they used keywords, and how they were building the systems and the compression to save everything in real time. I told you that in 1997. And again, I'm not bragging. It's that you better listen to me now about what won't come out for 5-10 years. Because they're not waiting 40 years, 35 years to bring stuff out now. They're bringing it every 5-10. And let me give you the news flash. Remember while we're talking about open borders and all the corruption, the government funding ISIS, and they don't care that you know? It's because they think you're done. They've already put stuff in the food and water supply that's way beyond even what I know. They've already jacked with basically the atmosphere, you name it. We're not in 2014, boys and girls. And that's why they treat you like you're wild dogs or something. They don't even treat us like we're natives that they, you know, they're at the fort and they fire the shotgun to scare the natives off. Or, you know, have a fancy Trojan horse. They treat us like wild dogs or like lice or something. They're just brushing off of us. And that's the attitude. And so they can engage in all their little weird fantasies of engaging in dehumanization, in mad scientist behavior on us, social engineering, to the point of saying you will not use the word bossy. And you will say 2 plus 2 equals whatever we say. Is that clear? And we go, yes, I don't want to be racist. There's a video that I'm going to play here in a few minutes before I get into all this news that's up on Infowars.com that is incredibly shocking. Video, crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers. And we have the unedited video with the goblin troll. In fact, I told Watson to go with the headline this morning of goblin trolls attack pro-lifers, but he didn't think that was professional. But, I mean, when the shoe fits, actual goblin troll. Literally doesn't need makeup to be in the next Lord of the Rings. Cave troll. Runs up and begins screaming at pro-lifers who are at a big city abortion clinic that on record mainly kills minority babies. And begins screaming racist and begins attacking the pro-lifers and rips their sign down and stomps on it. Because when they invoke the word race, it doesn't matter they can't tie their shoelaces. It doesn't matter that this troll-like white woman. And I shouldn't even make fun of how she looks, but it's just it totally fits the bill. This intellectually ugly person begins screaming, you anti-woman, anti-minority, you racist, and begins attacking him, hitting him. And then invokes, racist, and then attacks, racist. So, you know, as Obama turns ISIS loose to murder Christians and Muslims all over the Middle East, blow up mosque churches, 300,000 dead in Syria, you know, as they break down the borders, as hundreds of thousands get killed in Mexico, by the cartels, no one cares. You just showed Don Johnson shooting a pregnant woman in a fictitious movie made by a literal Hispanic Grand Dragon of the Hispanic race nation that they're trying to make Hispanics join instead of having basic liberty and freedom and joining the Liberty Nation, which I'm trying to get everybody to join. They're at an abortion clinic where 80% of the abortions are minority babies. That's CNS News. And so if you don't want black and Hispanic babies literally chopped up and you're white, you're a racist. And how many abortion clinic places, videos have you seen where you'll be white people trying to get them to not kill the black babies and they'll have a black person or an Asian doctor run out and say, no one wants the ugly, dumb black babies. We've played those clips many times. We've got a guest coming on about this later, so we'll play it then. No one wants, and I've used to hear that myself. I have gone and protested and also covered protests where they were arresting pro-life protesters who weren't even on the abortion clinic property in Austin before, years ago, back in 96, 97. And they would run up and push on me and say, nobody wants the black babies. And it'd be like black people or white people doing it. So I always say that to black preachers I have on about it, like Reverend Childress and others, a black genocide report. And they go, of course, that's what they say. No, that's what they say. So, again, if you don't want to take a black baby, and I mean chop it up, you are a racist. Yeah, there's the video headline. Abortionist challenges protesters to adopt ugly black babies. Not a word from the Democratic Party, who founded the Ku Klux Klan. Because they've got literal morons with extremely IQs, extremely low IQs, that I shouldn't even attack or be mean to, that we should feel sorry for. Racist. I'm an intellectual. I'm a trendy. Just attacking people's free speech. You don't want blacks to die. You hate blacks. You don't want Mexican drug cartel to kill 130,000 Mexicans. You racist against Mexicans. I mean, literally, that's all they've got is that they're Democrats. And Republicans have got their problems and identify with party as well and defend Republicans when they're doing bad stuff. It's disgusting. But I've never seen anything like this dumbed-down television culture of nobodies who have no jobs, no future, Obamacare written by hardcore globalists to bankrupt them on record. And they don't care. They're just dangerous masses of snot-nosed trolls. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can bet money if they start putting patriots in FEMA camps and they just give people a pretext like some federal buildings being blown up and they say it's time to arrest these people, that's already being said. Arrest the climate deniers, arrest Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah. They will cheer, ladies and gentlemen, public executions. That is my belief. That is my opinion. And we have the Weatherman reports, the people that trained Obama from Larry Graswald and others. Was confirmed in court where they plan to put 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps. They dream 300 and 400 pounders, you know, 6X underwear wearing commandos to literally strut around in black uniforms at the FEMA camps. They'll have real police and real, you know, quote, warriors, veterans in armored vehicles out rounding us up, having combat with the patriots, dragging us back to pit dungeons where there'll be nothing but Janet Reno's and Rachel Maddow's and this troll woman. In Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, will literally be in commando outfits, ruling. And you're like, why would you want to do that? Well, you're not like them. You don't understand. They relish attacking like self-propelled slugs. Anyone that doesn't submit to them. It's all about, I am in charge. And they have an inhuman, demonic, goblin strength. Politically, to just force their will on everyone, and we bow. We say, yes, I will not say bossy. 2 + 2 = 5. Yes, I didn't build my business. Yes, I'll give my rights up, even though you publicly run Al-Qaeda. Yes, yes, you can sign all the signing statements, arrest reporters everywhere, even though top journalism groups say Obama is basically banning the First Amendment. That is liberal. That is trendy. That is acceptable. I worship you. It is so good. Please ship all the jobs overseas. Please flood every city with tens of thousands of illegals. Please put them on welfare to openly vote, to bankrupt everything and take my guns. Thank you so much. You are wonderful. You buy all the propaganda and get Obama's emails every day and actually believe you're on the front lines. As long as you can pronounce the word racist, you are God. That's all they need. They don't need to know who circumnavigated the globe, Magellan. They don't need to know, who proved that the earth was round. They don't need to know what Newtonian physics is. They don't need to know how many states there are or the three branches of government or how insurance corporations operate or what Lloyd's of London is or the history of shipping or the history of language or the history of Egypt or the history of anything. They know how to say three words, homophobe, racist, sexist. And that's what they've got as they gobble GMO all day and support GMO and support fluoride in the water. They'll go into a restaurant and say, was this fish treated nicely? Did it have a name? Was it properly worshipped? And they all guilt each other at the table and then guilt you as all part of their cult. Your submission, your hospitality to pat them on the head is fuel to their satanic weakness. These are weak scum who couldn't get a job, couldn't live, couldn't work, and they don't like you and your good-looking family. They don't like your nice car. They don't like your nice house. They're going to take it. And they're not going to stop. They're coming. And the globalists are going to stage atrocities and blame it on us. They've done it before. They say it's about to happen again, and you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to teach you to love those red carpets in Air Force One and men in black uniforms bugging out their eyes at you and your family like North Korea. You're going to learn to worship Kim Jong-un. You're going to learn to worship Barack Hussein Obama. I want to thank our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And he goes, Barack Obama. Soul Train, baby. You come to Jamie Foxx, just on a mindless, primitive, racist power trip. You say, hey, Jamie Foxx, you know you're part of social engineering. Why don't you speak out against black babies being killed? Shut up, crackhead. You just mad we're taking over.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Y'all stand up right now. You got it.
But first, he says in the clip, we just need to thank our Heavenly Father. We need to thank our Creator, if my memory serves. And then he goes, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. It's even worse than that. 2 + 2 = 5. Obama is God. Secret Service are going to bug their eyes out at families of little kids walking down the street.
First of all, give an honor to God.
There it is.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama!
Barack Obama!
And they just look at you all as idiots, because you are. This guy is a front man. The branding for the total takeover for 21 new taxes, 7 of them on people at the poverty line or below. I mean, it's bankrupting the whole country right now. And if that won't do it, we'll ship in a couple more million every few months for little kids. And then they'll tell you, you're not going to call these foreigners or illegals. You're going to call them whatever we say. That's going to change every day. And remember what Karl Rove said. He said, we are history's actors now. We control reality. We will give you a new reality every day, and then you will forget the old reality and accept the new reality. He's literally saying what O'Brien is saying to Winston while he's torturing him in 1984. Because that was based on real Soviet torture. And the only reason you heard about that in the New York Times was because Karl Rove was so arrogant. And the reporters were arrogant and didn't like him at a cocktail party, the Washington Post, the New York Times. There's a bunch of them there going, you people are nothing. You'll report whatever I say you will. If I say the sun is purple, you'll do it. If I say water's red, you'll do it. And you know what? They do it. Now they're just getting rid of the press corps entirely. They're just going to have press releases put out. And you're going to accept that too. And most of you fake reporters that sold out, you'll never even admit you're a loser. You'll never even turn around. You'll keep groveling to the establishment as the whole thing goes under because you come from trash. Your families were failures. I've learned this. Most of these people that serve evil, their whole family line is failures and criminals and scammers and frauds. You're just being yourself, aren't you? Sacks of steaming crap. And now they've officially repealed the law against propaganda domestically. So the Pentagon's involved psyoping every major city and the CIA. Oh, and you hear guys bragging on the street. Yeah, I'm part of PSYOP in Austin now. I'll be in restaurants and bars. There's so many of them. And they're just everywhere. You're nobodies. You're Benedict Arnolds. You're jokes. The pro-choice crowd were looking for a poster child. A woman in this clip certainly isn't it. A video shows a crazed abortion advocate physically and verbally attacking peaceful pro-lifers in downtown Columbus, Ohio, screaming racist, 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 because they didn't want black babies being chopped up like Benihana. Let's go to the clip.
This is absolutely lying. That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It just looks like cells at 12 weeks.
Women's rights.
And get that camera out of my face. Eat
her. I'm going to call the police.
Camera wasn't in her face. She attacked them. She's going back to troll hole.
Will, Riley, Riley, okay. Riley. Riley!
Hold She's on. Attacking their other sign. That'll
we
be a dungeon keeper, probably.
You are a f***ing white male privileged assholes.
I'm calling the police right now.
What you are is a racist mother f- as well. How dare you f***?
Think of these armies of people think they're going to beat us. That's why they put the soft kill in the water and turn us into this woman.
Go ahead. Go right the f*** on ahead, you f***ing sexist, misogynist mother f***. That is all you are. You don't give a shit about women. You don't give a shit about life. All you are just a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, the misogynists. Let's come back with the rest of it. The misogynists aren't the ones that put the chemical warfare in the plastics to do to that woman what's happened to her and most women in this country, or what's happened to men. It's not the technocrats jacking the food supply and altering all species across the board. No, no, no. It's pro-lifers that go out and try to stop babies from being killed. They're racist. And you saw her arrogant power trip as she panics, running around punching and hitting and smashing and breathing like a wild bull that's had a lobotomy, foaming at the mouth, pawing the ground.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fire is the flame.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here. Live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And you notice, most nights now, I am on the Nightly News with the other great reporters and anchors. And we're going to try to make that a five-night-a-week event where good old Alejandro Jones is on the Nightly News, if not hosting it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open the phones up in the next hour for about 20, 30 minutes. We're scheduled to have Dr. Alveda King on about her new book. PriestForLife.org is the website. And the new book is King's Rules. She, of course, is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. So that's coming up. We'll open the phones up after that. Then we're going to get Joe Biggs reporting from Southern California on the situation there. We'll be popping in as well. And then Abby Johnson from ATTWN.org will be coming on to talk about the bounties they have on minority children at Planned Parenthood and how they have people that give money directly to have them exterminated. We're going to engage in some serious racism here trying to save them, the majority babies. They're not really minorities anymore. We just try to save all the babies. We don't really think about what color they are. But they've dumbed down the masses so much under political correctness that, remember the poor woman that got shot to death because they had an army checkpoint going and a martial law drill in D.C. and they told her stop, and then in uniform she got scared and ran away from them. And then she was driving in circles, so they shot her. And then the senators all came out and said what heroes the Capitol Police were and all the rest of it. Giving purple hearts to the drone pilots sitting in air-conditioned trailers. And I just said, this is terrible that they've killed this woman. And people are, and that was during the whole Trayvon Martin things, they were saying, how dare you? I bet it's a white woman. That's why you care. And then they noticed that I was reporting as it came out she was black, the same thing. And they're like, oh, you're not as bad now, Alex. You care that a black woman was killed. I didn't think, what color is that woman? Good-looking lady, too. Had no criminal record, had kids, she's dead now. No charges for D.C. cops and mom's killing. You get scared of the checkpoint, you run away, you die. Same thing in North Korea, it's for our safety. You know, ISIS might get us. As one law enforcement publication said, hey, as soon as ISIS hits, people won't be complaining about SWAT teams blowing babies' faces off, and the government publicly runs ISIS. And our troops will publicly die battling them. See, because the war's real on the ground. The globalists are above it, playing us off against each other. Briefly, speaking of abortion, one way they've aborted a lot of kids in this country is they know full well, just search iodine birth defects. And the iodine deficiencies in China, the U.S., you name it, are the biggest link to a bunch of birth defects, problems, serious issues. And they won't tell you it's the good halogen and that it's just essential across the board. Working out less than I was a few years ago, I'm still slowly losing weight, more energy, my skin is incredibly healthy, I have so much more stamina now. It's all the Survival Shield X2 New Nation Iodine, and I'm going to take my dose right now. I already took some this morning. I take a little more than is recommended. I've kind of built the dose up, and I mixed my Super Male Vitality in. The best, in my view, male overall stamina enhancement, libido, you name it. This stuff is awesome, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com to find all the great products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex